Okay, we're starting right now from the Gemara. We did the Mishnah on the Mem Gimel Mem Aleph towards the bottom of the page. We discuss the Gemara right now. Just to remind you again, we're starting right now. Is that John over there?
Yeah.
We waited for you.
I heard one thing.
I know, that's why I tried calling you. My bad. Okay, anyways, now we're starting. We did the Mishnah last time. We're now starting from the Gemara. The Mishnah we spoke about last time discussed three types of people that a person does not go to war, either helps, right? We'll use the blush to say of war efforts, which I used yesterday also. I'm excited to hear him say the word war efforts. Some people we said, you don't go to the war, you don't leave even the house at all. Who does not leave the house at all, remember? The Mishnah, who did not leave the house at all, even to do help war efforts? What's that? When you already moved in, exactly. First year moved in already. First year already started eating the karam, or first year already got married, just in the first year, as opposed to who leaves but doesn't go to the war to actually help out the war efforts. You built it, but you didn't start living in it yet. Exactly. You haven't started living in it. You haven't got married yet. You haven't yet come from the marriage yet, or you haven't started eating the fruits yet, but still within the time period when you just started making them or planting them. And then people we said before who don't leave at all, they actually go to war properly. If you didn't, it wasn't a real house, let's say, it wasn't a proper karim, or it wasn't a new wife, a fully new allowed wife. We're not going to discuss where we know all these sources from. Tanur Rabbanan, but Dibur HaShotrim, it says over here, if you look at the Mishnah, we get to quote the first line was Dibur HaShotrim, the Shotrim speak to the nation. They tell them all these rules. It's Gemara Yachol Dibur HaRim Shal Atman. Maybe you'll think the Shotrim are saying these words themselves, as their own words. Shu Omer V'Yosifu HaShotrim. The Yosifa Shotrim is a quote. The Shotrim add on. They say their own things. That implies that this over here are things that they say themselves. So, how about Mikhaim with Dibra Shotrim? What are the Shotrim saying then? If it is the first time Dibra Shotrim, what are they saying in that case? They're repeating, they're announcing louder the words of the Mashuach Nochama. Now, we're going to see over here there are three parts of the speeches that are going on. Some of the Shotrim saying on their own, some of the Shotrim repeating the Kohanim or the Kohen, and one of them is the Kohen saying it himself. Let's see his inside. Hakei Tzad has the word. Kohen medaber v'Shotrim mashmiya. The Kohen speaks, and the Shotir tells the crowd everything. He announces it for the crowd. Now let's see his inside. Tani Chad, the one taught, Kohen medaber v'Shotrim mashmiya, we just said. The Kohen speaks, and the Shotir tells everyone else. Tani Idach, another price we have, says Kohen medaber v'Kohen mashmiya. The Kohen says it, is the one who says it, and he tells everyone what he says. The Shotir speaks on his own. The Shotir lets everyone know what he says. We have a seeming machlokas, but not really machlokas, but rather we break down the words as follows. Amar Baya Hakeitz, how does it work? I'll take, just tell you a pause. Look over here if you can, the Mikrae Kodesh we have in our Gemara, so you can see the word that's going on itself. The Nigash Kohen, if you look over here again, in my Mikrae Kodesh, it's the fifth line. From the end of the great quotation on the page, it says, when they get close to war, when Yigash HaKohen V'Dibir La'am, V'Amar Aleihem Shema Yisrael Atem Krivim Ayom L'Mechama Olei Veichem Ayirach Levavchem Al Tiru Al Tech Batzu Al Tar Tzu B'Pneim Ki Hashem Elokeichem Aleichim Lachem Nilachem Lachem Imo Veichem Loshiaschem. That's all said by the Kohen. He says it and he announces it to the whole Tzibur. That's Kohen Medaber Kohen Mashmiya. Then V'Dibir HaShotrim La'am. What's that part? The Kohen says it, and the Shotir announces it to everyone else. But it's the Kohen's words. That's the next part of here, says the Gemara. Mividibru ad v'yosifu. That's the Kohen medabru v'shotir mashmiya. And what are those words there? Vidibru ad shotir mela'am le'mura. Misha sherbana bayis chadash v'lo chadacho. Yilech v'yashov lo v'yso. Penya muspa mechama. V'ish acher yachad echenu. Umi ha'ish asher nata kerem lo chilulo. Which man planted a vineyard did not yet enjoy the fruits of it. He gets engaged. Well, he has not yet consummated his marriage. That whole thing the Kohen says, and the Shotir announces to the Tzibur. And finally, the last part of here, says the Gemara, the last part of here is, and that is the last part. That part of here is the Shotir. He says it, and he makes that announcement to the Tzibur. We have three different parts of the announcements of what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to go to war, who should not be going to war, don't be afraid, who we're going against. The Kohen says part of it, and he announced to everyone that part. The Kohen says another part. The Shoter announces the other part. The last part, the Shoter says, and the Shoter announces himself. Let's discuss some of the rules. Mia isha asher bana bayis chadash. The chulei. Tana rabana. Asher bana. Eli ela asher bana. Lakach v'yirash v'nisan l'matana minayim. Again, we said before, to build a house. I don't know if you built it, or even if you bought it, even if you inherited it, it's given to you as a gift. How do you know those also apply the same rule that you don't go to war, or you only help in the war efforts? Lomar mia ish asher bana bais mia ish. Why is it the word mia ish? We're coming to include any man who gets his hand on a house, even if it's not bana. Mia ish is any man who has a new house. If that's the case, asher bana bais ainly ela bais. We're not on the rabbos base of tevin. Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzros. We had before in the Mishnah, we include not only houses you live in, but houses that you store things in as well. That also counts that you go back for those things. How do you know that's the case as well? Tamalomar Asher Bana, Mikol Makom. It could have said, Mia Ish Asher Bayis Bana, says Rashi. But Asher Bana, Bayis, the word Bana, without the word Bayis afterwards, means whatever you build. Well, if that's the case, whatever you build, well, then maybe Yachos Ani Marbe Af HaBona Beis Shar Achsadra Umer Peses. Asher bana means anything you build. Should I also include then the guards gate, the watchman's gate, or the porch or the patio? Malomar bias, ma bias ra'ui ladira. I've called ra'ui ladira. It's got to be something that is fitting to be lived in. You couldn't live in that thing. You couldn't live in a storage house. You couldn't live in a place where you keep your wood or your bakar. You could, in theory. But you can't live in a base shard. It's too small, too tight. You can't live in an attic or a porch. Those things you don't live in. A porch what I call it again? Patio. Those you could not live in. Therefore, those are excluded. So we have the words, mia ish. So mia ish means any way you get it. Asher bana means anything that you build. Bias, as long as it's worth living in. That's how we get to all those drushas, and we exclude the base shard, achsadra, and mirpesis. That's all the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, we saw this in the Mishnah as well, he says, no, bayis kimashma'o. Bayis means only a house. Not a base tevin, not a base otros, not a base bakar, not a base eitzim. Those things do not count. It's got to be a house that you built for living in. Otherwise, you will not go back to the war. He argues on the Tanakhama. Okay. We'll see him come up a few times in our Gemara now with this shita of his. Dafka only a bayis for living in. The Gemara says lo chanach. It could have said lo chanach, but it says lo chancho. And you did not, we're not machanech it. You did not yet live in it. Implying so other that you might live in, you might not yet have lived in, will not exempt you. So what does it mean? Again, it doesn't say lo chanach, it says lo chancho. Lo chanach will be a general term that you have not lived. But in it means davka, you haven't lived, as opposed to other things you haven't lived in quite yet, will not exempt you. Prat legazlam, that means if you stole someone's house, you haven't lived in it yet, that's not included. You don't go back to work for that. Again, lo chanach would have been anything that you have that you did not live in. Lo chanachol means dafka, this I didn't live in yet. Something else I did not yet live in, I would not go back for. Is that when you steal a house? Leibet Rokhi Yosigli, that's just over here, that is not like the opinion of Yosigli. This mission over here, lo chanachol, this drush I say, lo chanachol, is coming to exclude a Gazan. That's not like Yosigli. Why? We'll see later on, he's going to make this comment. Next daf from now, not today, we'll see it maybe. Oh, actually, we'll see it today, I think. One of the pasuk we say over here is that the one who is weak of heart should not go to war. Who's that? Referring to what Zeglili says. Zemisyari me averus, top of mem gimon beis, shabiyado. That's the one who's afraid of averus that he has in his hands. What means he's weak of heart? He knows he did sins. He did things wrong. Hashem may not protect him so much. So he doesn't have to go to war then. Which means if I stole a house, I don't go to war because I stole it. I'm a ganav. I'm a goslin. Therefore, I should not go to war. You tell me over here that you go to war if you steal a house. Lo chanacho means only over here when you built a house or bought a house or was given a gift or Yerusha. Only lo chanacho, you didn't live in that quite yet. Then you don't go back. You don't go to war. But if you stole a house, you do go to war. What do you mean? How about the Rabbi Yosef Lidus Pshat, Psak, that if you have a Averus Shabiyado, Rach Levav means you have Averus Shabiyado, you don't go to war for that. Then you shouldn't go to war if you just stole a house, you haven't lived in it yet because you're a thief. The fact that we say over here, you go to war, even if you haven't lived in it quite yet, if you stole a house, well, that doesn't make any sense. You should not go to war for different reasons, because you're Rach Levav. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yosef Glili would not finish this Brisa. No. People say Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili could also be the author of this Brisa. Go into Abba Tshuva, Biav Demei. Maybe this guy did tshuva and he gave money. He paid the guy for it. He said, you know, I feel terrible what I did. Let me give you the money that cost. And the guy said, I'll take the money. I'll take it. You can take my house. I'll take your money. I'll sell it to you. And therefore, now, the chiddush over here is that no longer do we call it an aveira shebi'ado. You took the tshuva. We already did tshuva. We have this idea over here of doing tshuva. No, never was out. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara says over here again, if you did tshuva, so then no longer do you have an aveira shebi'ado. There's no aveira shebi'ado at this point in time, and therefore you still don't go back. So not rach levav, so you go to war for that, and you're not chancho. It wouldn't say chanach, it said chancho, only these things that you haven't yet lived in. Gemara says, I don't understand. Yihachi, if you already paid for it, havalei lokeach, v'lihader. Then you bought it just now. If you bought it just now, you should go back for buying it. Meaning, why is the rule below chancho limiting in the case of stealing and paying for it later on? That means that you ended up buying it properly. So you should go back for that. Gemara says, no, came with the meikra, the mikara, v'toras, gzeila, asliyade, lo. Since you originally came to your hands illegally, we say you do not go back for this reason. Where else do we have this idea? Something came to your hands illegally originally. What came to Sota, I think. I'll tell you this right now, I'm not remembering myself, but something that we did that says if you didn't get it in your hands originally legally, even though later on it became legal to you. Oh, come on. I don't remember. To figure out later on. But I will get it. If you remember in the middle, you can belt it out. Whenever you remember, just scream it out. Okay, don't get distracted though. So focus with me. I'm already distracted. I'm spacing out. I'm thinking about that, but I should stop. So I'm going to stop. Well, Mila Isha shared not to Karim. We had the whole bias discussion. Buying a house, getting a house as a gift. What kind of house is? Now let's move over down to Karim. Tan Rabbanan. Asher Natsa. It's over here that whoever planted a Karim. Ainli Elanata. Lakach. V'yarash. V'nasim of Matana. Mina. You know how we even know it applies to a purchase, to an inheritance, to a gift. Again, mi'aish includes that any time a man gets his hand on something, even if it's not only nata, because mi'aish comes first before the word nata. So ainli ela kerem, this only applies to a kerem. How do we know it includes five other trees? The word kerem appears, so why don't we assume it's only vineyard? How do we know it includes other trees as well? From other minyan. Tamilomar asher nata. It didn't say Mi'ish asher kerem nata, the word kerem comes first, the word nata comes first. So before the word kerem comes along, we say that you plant. So even any thing you plant should be included in this. So it says Gemara, maybe yachol shani marbat manote arba ilanei machal v'chama isha ilanei srak. Maybe therefore I should include even four fruit-bearing things and even five non-fruit-bearing trees. Talmud lomar kerem, so the word kerem comes and tells you, no, limit to only kerem-like things. So again, we have right now, looking back at our drasha, Mi'ish means anything this man gets, any type of produce, of fruit-bearing stuff, whether kerem or others. Asher Natsa means even if you didn't, Asher Kerem. Asher Natsa. Asher Kerem. Has it written? Asher Natsa Kerem. So where Asher Natsa comes to include, again, we mentioned before, even non-kerem, even non-vineyards, even other types of trees. Maybe it should be everything. No, kerem, gotta be like a kerem. Got to be fruit-bearing, and at least five of them. We had the picture in Rashi before of the two-in-one formation. We'll see later on the discussion again today. Blaz ben Yaakov, once again, our Blaz ben Yaakov, who's very machmed, to read the pasuk as it was, bias means dafka, house, and not a base bakar, etc. Also here, Blaz ben Yaakov, Omer, Kerem, Kimash, Melom. Kerem means only a vineyard, not any types of trees, only a vineyard. Blaz ben Yaakov, as we had it earlier as well, sticks to the pashat of the pasuk. And again, we have before, below Chan Cho. Here we have v'lo chilel, v'lo chilelo. It doesn't say over here, v'lo chilel. That would apply, it's a general din about all cases of vineyards or other types of fruit-bearing trees. V'lo chilelo is mashma, and dafka, you were not mechal it. Then you don't go back. If you were mechal something else, if you didn't enjoy yet the fruit of something else, you still go to war. Prat l'mavrich u'lemarkiv. We said, as opposed to a case when you create a shoot from the ground, or you graft. There we say you do not go back from war for that. The Gemara says, what? But on some of the Mishnah, you do go back. We said before, you do go back to war from war if you create a shoot in the ground that makes its own tree later on, or you graft it. We do go back for those things we said. What do you mean we don't go back for that? Rabbi Chizda, Lokasha, Kamra, Kavas Isra, Kamra, Kavas Heter. Depends. was the grafting that you made in allowed grafting or not allowed grafting? If it was an allowed grafting, then you would use that, you go back for that from the time of war. As we mentioned, you'd help out with the, depends if you already started using it or not. If you didn't yet, then you would help with the war effort still, but not be actual in battle. If you already started using it, if it's mutter to be grafting that way, then you wouldn't go back anywhere at all. You'd stay the whole year with it. But if you did a bit isser, then you would not count it as something you go back for, and you go to war with that in your mind. Says Gemara, what is the case of grafting in a mutter way that allows you to go back for it? If I have two trees, two small trees, and I take one of my small trees and I graft it into the other small tree, yalda biyalda, two premature trees that are still in the world of not yet enjoying the fruits of them. Typically, the boy meyadra bishum yalda rishona. Then I don't go back for the grafting. I should learn out that I need to go back because of the first yalda that I had. Again, I have a young tree that I graft into another young tree. Then I'm staying back anyways for the first young tree that's there, the one I'm grafting into. I don't go back for the new graft of it. I go back because the entire tree was considered a young tree, which is still too young to go to war for. That's not a case you go back for, if that's the scenario. Rather, Ella, yalda bezikena. What are you telling me? The case is a yalda bezikena that I took an older tree and I grafted a young new branch. I took a new branch and I grafted it onto my older tree. Maybe you'll tell me that's the reason you go back, because now the life of that branch is like a brand new tree. You want to tell me that's the case you go back for? But it's not true. But I'm Rabbi Bo. Yalda sivcha bezikena, but la yalda bezikena vein ba din orla. If I take an older tree and I take a new branch and I graft it, sivcha means I wrap it around or I graft it into that older tree, then the new fruits that come out from that new branch in the older tree, it's butts all to the zakena, meaning it's considered like an old tree already. And therefore, any fruits that grow, I can eat right away. The rules of orla don't apply to it. Ain bo din orla. Assuming that the old tree had already been around for more than 3 years, then the new branch I put on there, it's like the old tree. Therefore, if I put it into our case, I graft a mutter grafting from a new branch into an old branch, into an old tree. The halacha is it's like the old tree, which means what? In our case of going back to war, I go to war for it. I don't stay back from war. It's like the old tree. And an old tree, you don't stay back from war. So I don't understand the case. How exactly is it that this grafting will give me the chance to go back? If it was grafting young onto young, I go back and went to the first young tree. And if it's grafting young onto old, I don't go back for that one. We said before that it has the status of the old tree. There's the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Mirmia. Le'olam yalda biyalda. The case is a young tree into a young tree. We could go into Nata Lahach Kamaisa L'siyag V'lekoros. We're going to hear right now a fascinating psak, and it's going to actually be very relevant for the current state we're in right now, like choosing your gender and things like that. We're going to see he has a very interesting idea. It's not really related to, I don't think, psak lacha, but I think the lesson you learn from here is very much related to those points. What is the case over here again? The case was that it was yalda biyalda. I took a new branch and I put it into a new tree as well. But for some reason, I didn't go back for the original new tree that I'm putting into the ground. I wouldn't go back for that one. Why not? If I planted that young tree, the original tree, the first one, the siag or the koros. Siag is like a fence. Or koros means for like the wood. Meaning if I plant a tree, not for the fruit of it, but to use it for practical reasons that are not, it is a fruit-bearing tree, but I don't care for the fruits. I care for the demarcation of property. I want to separate things from my property. Or I want to get some wood from a tree and use it for firewood, let's say, or anything else like that. There's no rule of orla for that fruit because it's not even a fruit-bearing tree. But it's not really used for the fruit reasons. If I then graft a branch into there, what am I doing with that new grafting? I obviously want the fruit of it. I want to now get the fruit. So therefore, what happens now? That new grafting is mutter, and it redefines the old tree. And therefore, I'm really going back now for the grafting of it. You follow that? So one more time, we had two suggestions. If I graft a young tree into a young tree, I don't go back for the grafting, I go back for the young tree itself. It was a young tree I go back for, I go back anyways. And a young tree into an old tree, I don't go back for that one. Why? Because the old tree defines the reality of that new category. And it's old, and therefore you don't go back for old trees. But if I had a young tree that was not originally for the purpose of using the fruits, but for other practical reasons, like to create a fencing of an area, or to make some wood, And then I take that young tree and I put a newer, not newer, I put a new, another young tree grafted into it for the purpose of the fruit in that tree. That redefines the entire original tree. And therefore you go back for that. Did not with the Mishnah, Hanotea, the Siag, Lukoros, Patr Mina Orla. If you plant into a Siag, into a tree that was, if I plant for a Siag, for a fence, or for the wood, then you're Patr from Orla. So you see over here that when you put this new branch into it, the new grafting into it, you redefine the tree. I don't understand why. Umayshna yalda bezakena de butla. Why do we say a yalda into a zakena? The yalda takes the status of the zakena. Whatever the zakena was, the yalda is now as well. The new branch is like the old tree. Umayshna yalda be yalda lo butla. Why don't we say that if I put plants in an original tree in the ground, for the purpose of koros or siag for non-fruit reasons, why when I put now this young branch into, why does that redefine the tree? Why don't we say that the original chazaka, whatever the tree was, it maintains that chazaka and it redefines the branch put there? It's like I did a new branch into an old tree. It's like an old tree. So a new branch into a non-fruit purpose tree should make it non-fruit purpose. And therefore, even though there is fruit, I can enjoy them maybe. I'm not having, oh, that's not when I put the tree there in the first place. So why is one butthole and one's not butthole? Hasam, over there, here's the part I want to talk about, looking at people, how you define certain things in the world. Hasam, there, imimlach Allah labas mihadrihi. There, if I have an old tree and I put something new into it, I can't redefine the old tree as new. Again, e mimlach Allah, if I change my mind about it, I wanted this to be a new tree right now. It's an old tree already. It's labas mihadrihi. It's not, you can't change it. It is what it is. It is an old tree. It has the status of being an old tree. Labas mihadrihi. And therefore, again, right now I'm smack in the middle of the page. First one in the line is the word Allah. It's right next to the word Rashi Leket, which is, if you guys see where I am, hopefully everyone sees where I am. It's not changeable. You can't redefine it because you feel that it's young again by putting a branch into it. Halacha, but over here, in the case of the wood, it's for wood or for fencing. Imimlech Allah bas mihadrihi. If you would change your mind for what you want to use it for, it is changeable. It is fluid in that way. So again, I mentioned this before, so I'll just say now, there are some things in life that are not fluid. They are defined as they are. And some things in life are fluid. Something old is old. Right, even people who want to be, they have this gender interest in changing their genders around. You know, I saw a Ben Shapiro clip recently. This woman said, you know, why can't I be whatever I want to be? So he's like, can you say that you're 60 years old? Can you be 60? She's like 25. It was different, she said. Why? Because, you know, it's age. Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's a defined reality. And so is gender. I don't want to get too political here. I don't want anyone to throw anything at me. But those types of ideas are things. Some things are defined and they're not defined. Whether you want to use it for fruit or not, that's not defined. It depends on your thought. But regarding the status of it being a zakein or a yalda, that is defined whether you like it or not. You can't change the reality of that. So here's what we're saying. When I take something that's a siag, so I originally put it there for the purpose of fencing, that I can change my mind onto that. I can change it. For example, here's a proof for it. Here's a proof. Zam ikara l'peiri kaimi. Which means originally it was able, again, there's a gears to change here, whether you had this or not, but it was originally there to bear fruit. You didn't want it for that reason, therefore it doesn't have that status, but that is what it's there for. Midahavia alume alehen. Midahava means similar to. Similar to alume alehen, which means if they came up on their own. But it means the following case. If a person would by accident, you know, sometimes you have this thing called sfichin, you have these fruits, these like seeds that drop by themselves by accident, and they kind of grew on their own. You didn't plant them at all. So the rule is, if things grew on their own, not alume alein, chayavim b'orla. If something grew by itself, you're still chayavim orla. I didn't mean to plant it. It's true, but it grew. You don't have to designate something for it to be chayavim orla. Yeah, you can designate it not to be fruit, and therefore that would make you not chayavim orla. But things that are just stam, come on their own, the assumption is it's considered fruit. That's until you change it. And therefore, those things that you planted for the purpose of the wood, for the purpose of a barrier, those things are changeable. Those are changeable things. The age is not changeable. But the way you decide whether or not it's going to be used for fruit or not is changeable. The proof is that things that just grew on their own, you didn't even plant, are considered fruit, though you didn't have in mind fruits. That's the point over here. Okay. So we now establish our answer. What the question we had one more time was, how do we explain the case of an allowed grafting that would bring you back from the war? Yalda be yalda shouldn't be because you go back to the first yalda. Yalda zakena is not because it has to have a zakena. Yalda be yalda. When the first one, the ground that you're grafting into was not for the purpose of fruit trees, that would be a way you could go back for that grafting. It's a very wild case for Gemara here. Why not go a different, more obvious case? Why don't we say the case was a kerem, a vineyard or other trees that two people jointly owned. You owned the one in the ground, and I put a new tree, a new grafting into that. And therefore, the new branch that's created from the grafting, that's like my fruits. And the other one is like your fruits. Why don't we call that the case? And therefore, the one that you went back for earlier is the one that was in the ground, but I'll go back for a different one. The whole question we had before Yalda Bialda was, I go back for the first Yalda. Well, not here. Here, the first Yalda is not even mine, it's yours. I'm putting the second Yalda in, so I go back for the new Yalda. You go back for the first Yalda. So I go back now for the new grafting. Why don't we make that case? It seems to be much, much more of a likely case than the case of finding a way that you planted for the wrong reasons. Because the Gemara, Amar Papa, Zosa Maris, Karim Shal Shay Shufin, Ein Chos Nolav, Miyarach Mechama, must be, that way to bring this case down means you don't go back for that case. If I planted on to Akiva's already existing young tree, I put my tree into that young tree, the halacha is that we don't go back for that. The reason why Gemara is there right now, we'll see in a minute, is because every part of those fruits are really jointly owned by both of us. We both are considered the owners of it, you know, together. Whereas over here, so what? Why does it make you not go back? We have a case over here. The halacha is that if you have five brothers and one of them dies in war and he's married and his wife now is widowed without having any kids, who goes back from war? We all do. One second, why? We're like jointly, quote unquote, partners with this woman. We're jointly, all the brothers are like kind of like co-husbands, not yet, but we all might be husbands to her at some point in time, so we all go back. So why don't we also go back for joint fruits? We're jointly attached to this Shomeris Yavam. So we should also go back and we're jointly attached to a vineyard or to a tree together. Where it says you can't compare those two. Why? Hasam over there by the brothers, Kolchad Bechad Karina Be Ishto. Each one of them, says Rashi, will have the chance to call her his wife. But fully, it's only his wife. We don't know which one's going to be the one yet. But whichever one's going to be, it's going to be only his wife. And therefore, they all might be that guy. So they all go back for that. However, over here, Hacha, in our case, Kochad Vachad, Lokarina Bay Karmo, none of them can call it their own vineyard anymore. Every growth that comes from this tree is a combination of the two of theirs. It's not mine and yours. It's half mine, half yours. No, each one of them is mine and yours. Therefore, since we don't have an individual connection to the tree or the fruits, it's not only mine, it's mine and yours, we do not say you go back for that reason. Okay, Vaitre. New case. So again, we have case number one we said over here was an Ilan Yalda Biyalda, when it's a case of the first one was not planted for the purpose of fruit-bearing trees. A new case now, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or Mavrich Ilan Biyarek. It's when you graft a fruit tree branch into a vegetable. You don't go back for vegetables. You don't go back for if you haven't yet, your peppers haven't grown properly. You don't go back for more for that. It's got to be fruits, not vegetables. If I take now a fruit branch and I graft into a pepper tree, I don't know if peppers grow, but a pepper bush, whatever it is, then that we say we could go back for it. Says Gemara, what? You can't do that. If I Tanahu, and sorry, first, is it following Tana? The Tana, we learn by so Amavit Ilan Bierik. If you one would graft a fruit tree branch into a vegetable, Rishimu Ben Gamliel, Matri Mishim Yudah Ben Gamda Ishkvar Akko. Rishimu Ben Gamliel says the name of Yudah Ben Gamda Ishkvar Akko, that is mutra you're allowed to. It's a whole question. Is that considered allowed? Is that not considered like Kilayim? So the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's Kilayim or not. So here we're suggesting that according to the opinion here, it's not Kilayim. You're allowed to do that. The Chum Osum, the Chum says Usr. And therefore, we have now a new example. If I graft a fruit branch into a vegetable branch. So according to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, quoting Yehuda Ben Gamda from the village of Akko, that would be allowed. If it's mutter, then you also don't go back to the original branch of the vegetables, but you will go back to the original branch of the new branch of the fruit that you're grafting onto there, and therefore that would be a case when you go back for it. That's answer number two we've given. Answer number three, Kiyasar of Dimi Amar of Yochanan, Hamani, who's the author of our Braisa, it says that you don't go back for grafting. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the famous Elazar ben Yaakov we had until now, who says, Lo Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, sorry. Lo Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hasam Kerem Kimashmo. Does the Rebbe Yaakov not say the word kerem means dafka, a vineyard, not other fruit trees? Achanami, nata, kemashmo. No te, in ma'arif, ma'arif, lo. The Rebbe Yaakov says the pasuk is to be read literally. When it says kerem, it means kerem and not other fruit bearing trees. And similarly, when it says plant, it means plant, not grafting and not create, putting the shoot in the ground. We have here now three answers to our question. One more time. We had a mission that says on it, Markiv Mavrich, you go back for that as well. Then we said, you don't go back for those. Well, one second, which one is it? We said, oh, maybe it's Mavrich Umarkiv Beheter you go back for, but this you don't go back for. What's a Markiv Umavrich? What's a Markiv that you go back for? Beheter. Yalda Bialda, you don't go back for Yalda Bialda. Because you'd be the first, you go back anyways for the first Yalda, not for the new Yalda. Say, no, you go back for the new Yalda. Why? When? What was the case? We could go back for the new Yalda? First one's not for fruit-bearing trees. When you put the new one in there, it makes it fruit-bearing. You go back now for the new grafting. That's that one. What's answer number two we gave? Good. Yalda Bialda, but fruit vegetable. Go back for that. Or even Yalda is Canaan theory, fruit vegetable. Because it's Canaan. Anyways, I'm not sure about that one. Could be that you, like, there's Cana that you would take the status of the other, I'm not sure. And the third answer we gave was, there's no such thing as Mavrich Behetcher that you go back, that you don't go back for. When we said over here, it's not a Machlokes Mishnah, different opinion. This is Rabbi Ben Yaakov, who's of the opinion up till now, we've seen it many times already. He's Machbit to read a Pshat Pasuk, like Pshat Pasuk, that's all he says the din is. A bias means a bias Davka. Kerem is a Kerem Davka. Nata is Nata Davka, and not Mavrich or Markiv. That you would not go back for. Okay. So far, so good. Now that we quoted this whole Ki Asa Rav Dimi, name of Yochanan, we're going to quote more of these types of ideas. Now it's going to be like a little bit of a tangent. More of these similar Ki Asas and events like this. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Amar Yochanan Mishum Belazar Ben Yaakov, Yalda Pchus Mitefa Chayeves Beorla Kol Shnosel. A Yalda, a young tree that never grows above, it always stays below a tefach height. It's chayv and orla its entire years, meaning you can never eat the fruit of that tree. Why? The mischazia kibas shasa. It appears, mischazia, it appears to be like a year old. It's a whole life appears a year old, meaning. Mars Zion. It looks to be something, and therefore, like a Mars Zion type of thing. We say you can never use the fruits there. Similar to that idea. We're going to see right now the Gemara's over here, but not so fast. It's only when we have that, again, that formation in Rashi, and then give them an Aleph, at 2-2-2-2-1, right? The whole thing we had beforehand, 2-2-1. When it's a small section of a vineyard, that's when we say it looks too much like a new tree. But if the whole tree was built like that, the whole tree was, the whole vineyard, was huge vineyard, and all of them is junior little plants. Then we say Kala Islay, which means people know about it. Hold on a second. We'll get to that question in a minute. People know about it. Then it's not going to be problem Mars Iron. They know. Guys, come look at the wild vineyard that we have. That's always so small. I'm going to ask you now. Obviously, where else do you have the idea of Kala Islay? Remember? I know what it is. I don't remember that time. I know what it is. It was about Mars Ayin to help you out. About Mars Ayin.
When you're privileged,
woman has privilege, and she doesn't. I don't think there. But it is Mer brought up because it was a case of a sota whose korban is going to be burned. Right, because we say that you can't take it and burn it. Why? Because everyone's going to think that you take things into clean. We said 1 second. If you're worried all the time about taking things out of a clean and burning them, in Bitim Chulin, we have a case when we do that. Remember the case? And that's what we said. No, there is Kala Islay. The Gemara says, which daf is it on? I wish I could find it for you right now. I should know that. It looks like, but perhaps the pass it right. that the Gemara discusses. Yeah. Come on. Might be it. Yes. Vav Mabez. Vav Mabez. Im Zomen, we say. If you're the case of Aiden that said Stira. We saw her have Stira, and then they said, later on, what are you talking about? You were Aiden Zomen with us then. What do we say? The rule is we take it out of the Kli. We don't, we let you use it. We let you redeem it. No, it was in the Kli. How about Mar Sion? People think things are put in the Kli. Mara, no. Aiden Zomen? Kala Islu. Everyone knows when there are Aiden that go on, people know the story. They know that's what happened was. It was an Aiden Zomen story. Remember that? Okay. Says the Gemara further. Therefore, there, if it's the whole carom is all these small little plants. So there, it's a huge carom like that. We know it's a unique carom, and everyone knows. Oh, there's the small carom, and you're allowed to eat it after the first 3 years of Orla. A new story. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Yochanan Mishum Rav Lozben Yaakov. Again, another ki asa. Rav Dimi came Kor Yochanan Kor Lozben Yaakov. Mace Tovis Arba Amos LeKriyat Shema. A dead person. He grabs 4 amos worth of space regarding the rule of Kriyat Shema. I mean, you cannot say Kriyat Shema within 4 amos of a dead person. Why? Well, just see, it says in the pasuk, Loi the rush, Karef Oseyu. The one who mocks the poor person, he's making a bizayon, a cherpa, he's shaming the one who's rush, the one who's very poor. A person who's dead can't recite Shema anymore. And here you are reciting Shema in his presence. Too close to his presence, it's mockery. And therefore, you shouldn't. He's considered as 4 amos around him regarding Loeg Larush, regarding Kriyat Shema. Amar Bitzak, Amar Yochanan Mishum Rav Lozben Yaakov. Again, the same personality we quoted before. Rav Yochanan quoted Rav Lozben Yaakov. Chorgasa Hakadila Beina Achin Asur Lizanasei LaAchin. Chorgasa means a stepdaughter. A stepdaughter who's raised, by a father, let's say, among the father's sons, they're her stepbrothers. Asur Lizanasei LaAchin. You can't marry the brothers, the Mishazi Kiyachasayu, it looks like they're brothers. They're not really her brothers. They're really stepchildren, step siblings. There's no actual biological blood connection. But it looks too bad. Therefore, we say you can't marry your step siblings. Below you, but it's not true. You're allowed to, actually. Kala Islay Lemilsa, again, same thing. Everyone knows that these are step siblings and you're allowed to marry each other. Okay. Might be awkward, but it's mutter. Lamar Bitsuk, Amar, say that.
The whole
lack of, it's like there's no Mar Sion, meaning it protects Mar Sion. People know about it, therefore it was not a problem. Exactly. Correct. Exactly. Kali Slay is, again, it's the response to Mar Sion. It's the Mar Sion. Right, but it says Mar Sion. It says Mar Sion. There are times the Mar uses that Lashon. So Kali Slay would be that, therefore, there is no Mar Sion problem, is the point. Exactly. The kol. Kol means like it's got a voice. No noise. People know about it. It's like it's known. It's known. Okay. Back in the Gemara, another example of a Maris Ayin. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Lozman Yaakov. Leket Shicha Upeya. She'asan Begorin Hukvu Lamaser. Leket Shicha Upeya are gifts that are given to the Aniyim. Leket, we had this Leket Shicha Upeya before in our Gemara or no? Like it's things that you dropped. Shikha, things that you forgot, you passed by and forgot. And pay as a quarter of the field. All these are gifts the Aniyim gets to keep. And the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaSadeh that has to leave for the Ani. If the Ani collected and made a gorin, made a big heap, like he threshed them and he made a big heap pile of them afterwards, who for the Meiser, you have to give Meiser them. Usually these things, sometimes the Aniyim do not require Meiser. But these, if you make such a big pile of them, you have to give Meiser off them. The reason why is because pure Lamaris, I know, and someone realized that you're got this from collecting over the course of a period of time. They can think you have your own field, and therefore you take Meister off it. Amr Ula Ula says, Lo Amran Ela Besada, only applies Besada if it's in the field. Meaning if you're gathering it in a place where no one knows who you are, no one knows what you're gathering for. What do you got?
I think it's like paying taxes on a stimulus check.
You pay, so here you don't pay taxes on that. You're not supposed to. But if you make it in a way where it looks like you are, then you'd have to pay tax on it. That's the rule. You don't pay tax on it, do you?
No, you don't.
Right, so the Rabbanan and Ragozer here, it looks too much like You're a farmer. You got this whole big wheat pile here. No one knows that you, a little today, a little tomorrow, you made this thing from Matanos. But if, above the ear, if you were in the city and everyone knew who you were because you're well known in the city of being a poor person, then Kala Isla Milsa, then you have Kala, you have again a coal, everyone knows about it, and you don't have to give too much maestros off. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Elazar ben Yaakov again. Yalda, Pachusa, Mitefach, in Mekadeshus, Esazroim. If you have a small plant, a very small plant again, that's under Tefach, it doesn't have status again of really being a real fruit, a fruit tree, a fruit bush, and therefore it's not Mekadeshus Esazroim. It does not ruin. Mekadesh here does not mean sanctify in a good way, it means in a bad way. It doesn't set aside the Esazroim to be like Kilayim. If you have two mixed different types of fruit, of growths, of trees or bushes together, the rule is that those mixtures create a kilayim and they're usher to get a nail out of. But if it's a very small growth, it's not going to grow bigger, it's not going to do the status of ruining the zeraim. Rashi went out of here, there are certain growths that are only drabanan kilayim problems, the only problems are drabanan. Let's talk about those cases. The rabban over here said, I'm not rachmi makbid in kilayim drabanan if it's a very small growth. That only applies when it's a very small, limited shear, limited amount of space. There we say this. However, about Kuli Karim, Makish, but if the entire field was this way, we had it earlier on, the entire field was this way. I said beforehand, it doesn't have Orlo, so life, it can have it. Also, we say, since it's so chashuv now, it's got its own life about it. And even though it's very small, it's a little junior, the Rabbanan there are going to be Makbid on it, they're going to be Machmir. And you cannot, it would ruin other fields and plants that were nearby. Of different species. We have here two examples. We have this, the whole field would be in this grain, this type of growth, of a very small growth, then Orla would not. It's a kula in that you don't, it's not always Orla. You can actually eat it later on, because they're abundant, not makbid, because everyone knows it's a kala islay. And also, if you have a whole field of things that grow and they grow near other types of growths of plants, that will, in fact, the rabbanim are makbid, that will ruin the other plants as well. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Elazar ben Yaakov. Maze tofes arba amas litzim. I'm going to stand up right this part now because I'm getting a little nervous. So should I stand for this part? A mace. Again, we have before a mace is tofes arba amas for regarding kriyat shema. A mace is also tofes arba amas regarding tuma. Meaning, if I walk rabbanan, this rabbinic is not under rice, it's only rabbanan. Like actually, my shir and I asked a question the other day and I forgot. I'll tell them the answer. It's only rabbinic rule. The rabbinic rule is that if a mace is within four amos to a person, that tuma will extend for amos and you become tuma. Only drabanan is cool. Rashi wants to the reason why is because if it's within four amos, it's hard. It could be very easy that you might put your hand over it or something like that, and you might end up walking too close and making an oil onto the dead body, and therefore create tuma that way. So we treat you with tuma, drabanan, even within four amos to it. Yeah.
Do you become the same as you actually were?
No, it's only drabanan. I mean, the same. We treat you, drabanan, treat you the same way.
It's true.
I imagine if you touch truma, that way we wouldn't burn the truma. I'm not sure we burn the truma in that case. I'm not sure we would. We treat like you're you know, an avatuma. But in reality, you're not. I'm not sure we treat that way for truma, but regarding your own tower process, probably. Okay, v'tana tuna, which means a tana taught. A similar teaching by a tana to this rule, that it's mesis tofes, again, right now on top of mendal and aleph. A similar teaching. So this idea that the mesis tofes are avatuma, tuma, we find in the following case. A little confusing in the case. Chatzer HaKever HaOmed B'socha Tavor. Back in the day, they used to bury it. If you ever seen this, maybe when at certain Tzulim, they have like a family plot. You go into like a cave, and you find in the cave, you have like sections, people be buried inside the walls of the cave. If you ever seen before? Like you picture a morgue, you have those, if you ever seen the movies or the shows, you pull out of like the wall that has like file cabinets and their bodies in there. So they have it also in these, it's called a kuch, where you have like this this like cave and you dig it not under the ground but into the wall and you put about a year about there. It's like they're lying in that way, like above ground, but in the walls of the cave. They would have family plots where they would have this whole like walk into this, you know, this circle area. And in front of though, they'd have also a part of the ground that would be like a gathering place before you got into the actual kever. That's called the chutzer, a kever. Chatzar HaKever, if you're standing in this gathering part before you walk into the actual place where the bodies are buried to the wall. Ha'omei v'socha tahor. If you stand in the Chatzar of the Kever, then you are considered tahor. V'hu shiyah ba'ar ba'amos ribi sham. As long as that Chatzar is for amos, you have to be definitely separated from the actual area. It's going to be its own individual location. And if you have that, then you'll be considered tahor while you're in that section before you walk into the actual, underground part of the cave with the bodies buried over there. Now, over here, Rashi points out it's only because there's a clear, like, mechitza, distinction between the actual part we walk in and the part of the chutz right now. I mean, if you had a case where it's like I'm terrible at drawing things. I'll try anyways.
Yeah, over here, let's say, this over here is the camera, like, it's the bird's eye view. This is like where everything's buried into the walls here. Buried into the walls here. Then you have over here, just like the chutz or a camera like that, there's a chutz. So that would be, that's how we're talking about. You're talking about a case where it's like this. Looks like the chutzner is, there's like walls separating here. Clearly, the chutzner is over here, but there's a clear delineation between where the chutzner ends, is like jutting out of the walls on the side. It kind of cuts out. Like over here, you have the walls over here. Imagine this over here. Here you have, like, this is the, you know, the walls on the side of the board. These over here are like, imagine this is where the kever over here. And this is the chutz of the kever. And since if I'm in the chutz of the kever, like out through the board, I can see these walls jutting out still. So it's like a mechitza, a little mechitza. It's clear delineation. So there, if it's four amos and it's delineation, then I am putter, I'm taller if I'm in that section. That's what Beis Shammai says. He'll say you don't need four amos, but four amos. So over a few arba tvachim, even four tvachim, not a few. Arba tvachim is enough. I can say Shema probably. I mean, it's so separate. It's a good question. They're tofes four amos in general, but that's like when they're probably open in the area. Here, if they're separated, I'm not sure. Good question. Even if they're not, not sure. Tower, Corbisil, separate area, maybe. Maybe Hishma also. Not sure. I'm not sure why you should be able to, because really, it's still too close for comfort.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Not sure either. Yeah, it's unclear. I'm not sure. Maybe. In other words, when you say these words, there's a basil. What does basil say? Four tefachim is enough? Shepaska milmala. Shepaska milmala. If the entranceway to get down into the chutzner is above it, kind of like lower yourself down, then we're going to say all you need is four tefachim. But if aval pischa minatza, but if you kind of walk into the chutzner from the side, like kind of like a path, walk into a different called arba amos, you need four amos in that case. Morris says, what are you talking about? It seems very strange. Apelaya, which means over here, where are you heading? Apelaya means where are you heading? Kenegat ifo. Where are you heading? Meaning this is so opposite. This is the opposite rule should be. If I'm going to climb into it, the odds are I need a bigger space because I'm flailing my arms to, you know, lower myself down. The odds are much more likely that I'm going to throw my arm somewhere and be over a mace. I need a bigger space in that case. If I'm stopped walking down from the top part, there should be no problem at all having a smaller space be enough for me to be taller. Kapi laya, adarab, the opposite. I mean, at sad, mid, read, nothing. From the side, I can take steps and go out of it. I don't have to climb. I can take steps, and therefore, a smaller amount would be sufficient as long as the makam chashuv says to Rashi, four tzvachim is a makam chashuv already in many areas, and therefore, it's its own makam chashuv, and it's an area I can just walk out of. That would be enough for Kodesh Basil. Milmal, but I'm kind of lowering myself down from the top. The efshad lo mahil. It's impossible. You're not going to be mahil. You're not going to create an oil with your body. I mean, again, if I'm over here, like kind of lowering myself down, by like kicking my legs out, holding my hands up, trying to get myself some leverage, the odds are my body's not going to be so like straight. I'm going to be moving around a little bit. And therefore, only four tefachim of a chutzner, I'm probably going to kick my foot into the area of the actual kever, or at least the inner part. We had over here the inner part of the family plots. And therefore, it's much more likely I'm going to move myself around when I'm climbing or lowering myself down. If I'm walking, it's only four tefachim. If I'm going to lower myself, I need 4 hours to make sure that I'm considered taller. So therefore, we redefine the room. When do we redefine it? When do we say these words? Shepiska ben atzad. When do we say four tefachim? When it's an entrance in the side, you can kind of walk into. Shepiska ben atzad. We've changed it around the sack. Arba amos. And here's the part we brought us in for. V'ani milei b'chetzer akever. The misayma mechitzasa. There is what I said to you before. Only in this case do we say that it's not tofes four amos, the mace. Because the chetzer akever, it's misayma mechitzasa. Mechitzas are, there's a simanim for it. You can clearly see, there are mechitzas, there are separations from the chutzner to the actual place of the kever. But, a mace ba'alma toughest, but a mace ba'alma, when there is no proper like burial spot over here, he would toughest, he would gather, he would be able to hold for amos for tzuma as well. So here, the price here, the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Machlokes shows us that when do we say four tefachim is enough according to Beis Hillel? Only because there is a delineation, there's a separation over here, this part over here is clearly signing off. Here's the pre-kever part, here's the kever part. And therefore, the four tefachim is enough. But without that, meaning a mace ba'alma, he is tofes da'al amos regarding tumah as well. Okay. A little further. Says the Gemara, Meish Asher Aras Isha. Who's the man who gets engaged to a lady and does not go back? And we did already Karim, we did already Bias. Let's do the last one. Isha Tarabanan Asher Aras. Again, a person who gets engaged. Echad Ma'aris Tabsula, Echad Ma'aris Zalmana, Echad Shemaris Yavan. We say over here, what does it mean Asher Aras? What kind of engagement? Any engagement to a virgin, to a widow lady, even if you're not even engaged, even if you're married yourself, even if it's not really your wife, even if it's your brother's wife, and even if you're not in charge to meet your wife at all at the end of the day, and a person's brother passed away, there's four brothers who might be the one who marries her, we said before, and they all go back for potential to be the one. It says lo lakach. Doesn't say that. It says lo lakcha. Lo lakcha. It doesn't say lo lakach. Again, the same thing we had before. Lo chilo. Right? Lo chanacho. Could have said lo chalakach. It said lo lakcha. You didn't say kur. Meaning someone else that you didn't take yet, you wouldn't go back for. Who's that? Prad, Almana, the Kohen Gadol, Rush Makutz, the Kohen Hedjot, Mamzeres, the Nasina, the Israel, Bas Israel, the Mamzer, Unas. Of all the list of people that you should really marry in the first place, if you were engaged to them and you did not marry them yet, you're not consummate your marriage yet, you don't go back for them. It says the Gemara, okay, Lay would look at Rosh Lili. Let's just over here, this is not look like Rosh Lili. It's not like Rosh Lili. Why? You Rosh Lili. Rosh Lili would say, you do go back for those women. Not because you didn't marry them yet. Ha'amar, ha'yarei v'rach li'vav. Zeb is sharmi ha'veros sh'biyado. Rosh Lili holds that yarei v'rach li'vav means you go back for averos that you've done. And though you don't go back for this lady because she's your wife and you should consummate your marriage, for that reason you don't go back. But you will go back because you're a criminal. You did something wrong. You married a woman you shouldn't be married to. And that means you're averos sh'biyado. You should go back. You should go back for that reason alone. Over here we say you don't go back in those cases. Must be your son of Rosigli. This Gemara, no, do they Rosigli? Really? Kid the Rabbah, because he would hold like Rabbah. He would hold the way the Rabbah holds. Dama Rabbah holds. The Olam Enochayev Ashi Yibayel. You're only chayev for marrying the wrong lady when you have relations with her. Have you know, Matam Lo Yikach. Why does it say you shouldn't marry her? Mishum Lo Yichalel. Again, the puzzle here, somebody's puzzle inside for you. It says, by a Kohen marrying the wrong person. It says, Almana Ugusha Bechalala Zona Lo Esela Lo Yikach. And then it says afterwards, next pasuk, Lo Yichalel Zaro Bamav. Don't take her, because then you don't want to make ruin your children, which means until you do a Maisa Bia, the Israel Lo Yikach cannot apply it. Which would mean by marrying this woman, you haven't yet committed, by engaged to her, you haven't committed the crime yet. And therefore, the Averus Shabiyadu have not kicked in quite yet. When you sleep with her, the Averus Shabiyadu. So therefore, you haven't committed a crime yet. We don't go back and stay with her because you have to marry in the first place. And that's how we make sense that you know Zilek could be this person. Okay. What's that? Which one? So we had something like that. What's Aaron referring to? We had a din like that to get to sleep with her, in order for what? We had a case Aaron brought down that you had to sleep with her first. Over here it's about an Isser, to be considered an Isser, but we have something else about it, remember?
Oh, the engaged person.
Meaning what? A person can't be a Sota unless she already was with her husband the first time. We said beforehand, right? We said if you lie with someone, Tatlas Isha, instead of your husband, meaning you already had been with him one time? Like if someone slept with a woman who was an Arusa, but never was together, as we had a whole discussion of Arusa, how do you have an Arusa then in the Mishnah? We said there. Well, they're even luckily married, but they were never together yet. It's true. It could be that's the reason why. But the Pasuk says, Asher Tachas Ishak. Instead of it being already your husband, but now someone else has a husband. The Gemara says, there it's different. We asked them, how do you get engaged to someone then? How does engaged woman become a Sota? Because we say that this does say she's a Sota, you just can't give her to, you don't give her the drink in the end. But she's having to be a Sota then if she's not a Tachas Ishak. We say, no, you slept with her really. Where? Beveis Avia, right? Beveis Chamia, in the house of her father, Mitzam Zlus. We said, yeah, that's very nice to have. How do you explain a Yavama, Shmer Shavam, if you have to sleep with her already? We said, Machlokas, who's, I think, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe, whether or not if you sleep with the Yavama, the shame Zlus, not the shame getting married, is that fully your wife now for everything? Only for certain things. Is that what you're referring to here? Is that what?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, anyways. Good question. finish the last lines and we'll stop. Says the Gemara. Mishumachi ain't a loke achiva. That's why you're evil. You're not getting malchus. You don't get the isser yet until you actually have bia. And therefore, we see over here that these people would not be considered. Rachli, you're a rachli vav because you have not yet been with them. That isser only counts when you were with them. Tanurbanan, asherbanan, asheratza, asher aras. It's a very important rule in life now. It's a very important order it has. Build a house, plant a vineyard, marry a woman. Live in the Torah, derech eretz. This is the way it should be. Derech eretz, the way the world should work. Shivin the adam, buy a spirit, build a house. You have to care and prepare yourself for financial opportunities. Vachal yizisha, then afterwards get married. Vav Shlomo Amar B'chak, well, Shlomo Melech also said in his great wisdom, he said, Hachein b'chutz m'lachtecha, v'atda b'sadeh lach achar v'nisa b'secha. That's a pasuk over here. Which means, prepare for yourself, prepare yourself, b'chutz, outside for your work, and then make ready for your field for you, and afterwards, build a house. What does that mean, each part of the pasuk? It means a following. Hachein b'chutz m'lachtecha, prepare yourself on the outside for your work. That refers to a bais, make your house, prepare your house. And over here it means prepare, you know, make ready your field. That refers to a field, a carob, a vineyard. Achar, but he's a bezach, and only afterwards should you build a house. That refers to an isha. So over here it refers to orders of how you go through life, what you should plan for, how you should make sure you get ready to get married. Prepare in this order. Davar achir, achin b'chutz machtecha refers to mikra. It means first learn for yourself mikra p'sukim. V'atza b'sadalach refers to mishnah. Only learn mishnah afterwards. Achar, but he's a bezach, that refers to Talmud. In Eretz Yisrael, many cities in Eretz Yisrael, they have, they learn Mishnah before they learn any Gemara. You guys in America or in Canada probably learn Gemara when you're sixth grade or something like that. In Israel, a few places in Israel, like they call them Zilberman, they learn Dafka Mishnah, they don't learn Gemara until ninth grade.
The whole city.
They were tefillin all the time, exactly.
They were Brimlin, related to Brimlin.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know that.
That's right.
Maybe, I don't know. So there, they learn all Shas before they learn any Gemara at all. All Shas Mishnahs. Why learn Gemara? You're not yet able to think so much. First, learn everything, and then afterwards you can learn Gemara. But in Israel, in high school, kids' school, I assume like many of you, they learn in sixth grade already. But the Gemara tells you, in the Rambam here also, the Rambam says you should do it in that order. You should first do Pesukim, then only Mishnah. Finish Mishnah, and afterwards do Gemara. That's the order it should be. Never Acher Achein B'chutz Machtaz and Mikra Mishnah. First, do Mikra Mishnah. No, that can go hand in hand. The Atda B'sadalach, that refers to Talmud, the Gemara. Achar B'nisa B'secha, that's Meisim Tovim. And you should focus much more on your behavior. I guess you go out into the world more. All the learning could be in together. That refers to Meisim Tovim. And Achar Benisa Beisecha refers to Jerusalem Kavas Schar. Then you should start learning for the sake of learning's sake alone. Not even for practical reasons. Just learn for the sake of learning alone. Find the last few lines of what's happening. Mishnah over here will stop. Be'ilu she'ina chosrin. Abonim bais beis shar, etc. We said before that certain houses don't go back for Tana. But if you add on a dimus echad, a row of stones to your house, even if you do a little extension to your house, to the living part of your house, then you go back to that extension. Lazar Omer abonim bais levanim beis levanim b'sharon lo haya choser. This is where if you build a house with bricks in this place called the Sharon, where the ground kind of collapses every 7 years. We see right now, Gemara says Tana. Why do we go back? We don't go back for that. Shavuah means 7 years, not a week, but 7 years. You have to refix. You have to fix up your house every 7 years. So that's not considered a stable enough house to go back for. People over here do not leave their place at all, meaning that they stay in the location. You already started. You started already living in your house for the first year. Isha Chadasha. So over here, you have a new wife. Isha Chadasha, Amano Grusha Minai. How do you know if it's a divorced woman? Someone else, or a widow from someone else. But also, if I marry her, I go back for that. I don't leave at all. Tanur but Tamil Omar Isha. You call Malcolm. Says the word Isha. Isha before Chadasha. Isha. Any woman. You can Tamil Omar Isha Chadasha. Why Chadasha then? Isha Chadasha Lo. It's gonna be new for you. Not new in general, but new for you. You got some Masri Bushasa. She in Chadasha Lo. Suppose a woman you remarry. If you marry, you divorce her one time. You marry her back again. That you do not go back for anymore. Tanur Banim. Lo Yitzei But Tzava. People do not go out to work. If you are one of these people, Yachav and Savam, who do lo yatzav? Well, Yasbik, my Muslim, be talking at drachim. Maybe you'll tell me you don't go to war, you don't go to the battlefield, but you still have to go and arrange for food and drink and provide the war efforts. Amalomar lo yavur alav b'chol davar. You don't go for anything. You stay away from the entire the entire battle or the efforts of it. Maybe I should include that every person we say you go back from war, you don't go any war efforts at that point in time. From a lover, I love. It's over here, the last pasuk says over here again. You don't do any of these things. You don't do any of these things. I love Yetzir. Certain, for myself, I don't have to be Mavir, but I'm Mavir al Akhir. Which means over here, that again, there are certain people that we say that in fact you do go back for, you help the war effort for. That's people who are, again, who have not yet started the process. But otherwise, these group of three people you started, but you didn't finish yet, the first year, those you don't go at all, you don't involve yourself at all in any war effort. If I said over here, I don't go back for them, I don't go at all. Out. Why does he not go to the war? Of course, I don't go out at all. I don't go to the war, of course. Whereas over here, I'll tell you why. If you do go out when you shouldn't have to go out at all, you go out or you go to war, and in either one of them that you do, you're over two lavim to go to war. Up to now, it's only one lav. Let's have that. But lav, war, lav, over here, we're saying the low, let's forget the pasuk was, lo yavor lav, the chol davar, and you go out anyways, and you shouldn't be, and you're over two lavim, one for don't go to tzava, and one for going out at all. So a person who's recently married, he's already consummated marriage in the first year, or he lives in the house for the first year, or he just has a feel he's able to start eating for the first year. Those people, if you go against, you leave when you shouldn't have to, you're over two Yisurim, two Lavim if you do that. And you don't go at all to war efforts. Other people, though, who have not yet started, but they're already waiting for that chance, they go to war efforts, but they don't go out. Some people already go out and stop over here.